Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday evening. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, secrets for outsmarting airline baggage fees, and a look at how retailers are trying to compete online. Traditional stores have made changes in response to Amazon Prime, but many have decided that building dedicated distribution centers would not be wise.
So a lot of retailers, what they're doing now is they're retrofitting some of their brick and mortar stores into mini distribution centers to sell things.
Shelley Banjo wrote in the Wall Street Journal that making a store an online distribution center can cause logistical headaches, such as packers bumping into customers in the stores.
It does work for them, and it's just complicated, and these retailers are trying to figure out how to do it.
Banjo says they've found it makes sense to build distribution centers to ship things like holiday toys, but not for shipping everyday items.
Where the stores really come in handy for brick and mortar are things like diapers or, you know, vitamins or something that you're ordering once a month that they have in stock already in store, and they can easily send it out to customers.
As we continue, remember when checking your bag with an airline was free?
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow, bladder emptying, and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. You can try Super Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. This free giveaway is available while supplies last. For details, just call 800-482-8153. That's 800-482-8153. Call 800-482-8153.
Travelers hate airline baggage fees, but the carriers love that loot.
The U.S. airlines alone collected $3.35 billion in baggage fee revenue alone last year.
Katie Hill reported for Dow Jones Market Watch that instead of lugging all your gear yourself, it's sometimes half the price to use UPS or FedEx.
The companies even now have a box that looks basically just like a suitcase. You pack it just like your suitcase and ship it. And if you can give yourself some lead time, like a couple days to ship that stuff, I mean, you're going to save so much money over what these airlines charge.
A really good practice, says Hill, is to weigh your bags before you leave home so you're prepared in case an airline tries to charge more than the posted price.
Go online to the airline's website and just snap a photo or just bookmark that page where the fee structure is so you have it right on your smartphone.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.